You can't compare this year's test to last year because we had a major change in the test design. We went from a 3-day ELA and math test to a 2-day ELA and math test. When you do that, you have to have a new standard setting process that establishes your baseline. So we had teachers come in from across the state for each of the grade levels, ELA and math, and they established based on what the standards are and based on what the questions were on the tests, what the baseline should be. We've taken that. We're moving forward. We will be able to compare 2018, 2019, and 2020 because we will have basically the same tests. Well, this is probably one of the most important areas for the Regents and I in our work, and that is, how do we make sure that there is equity in education in New York State? The achievement gap that exists is one of the things that is probably the biggest target for us. So we have to be able to ensure that our students, no matter where they are from, no matter what their language, their base home language is, no matter how often they've been moved from school to school, that everyone knows that we are in fact addressing the needs of all students in the state. And so the big issue for us is, how are we going to do that? Our new ESSA plan has a number of interlocking strategies to do that, to support schools and districts that have identified in their data that they have some gaps that are larger or that are not shrinking the way that we want them to. And so I think the important thing is that schools and districts need to look at that, use the data that we have, and help them to develop the strategies that will be most helpful. Of course, the My Brother's Keeper work that we're doing is a major part of this. It identifies for us those students, particularly African-American Hispanic boys, that need to have supports that can make sure that they have access to the kind of quality programming and the supports that are necessary for their success. As we move through this, we know, as is defined in our ESSA plan, that social and emotional learning is extremely important. There's a major focus on ways that we can support school districts to create a climate for learning that will be conducive to success for all. The Every Student Succeeds Act is the plan that we submitted from New York State to meet the requirements of the new federal law. We spent an enormous amount of time working across the state to get our stakeholders, our teachers, our parents, our administrators, to give us feedback on the ways that we really needed to work to improve education in New York State. We have a number of areas in the plan. There are actually interlocking strategies. So it's not just who's not doing well, it's how can we help you to do better, and what are the needs and the resources that are necessary for you to be able to meet the needs of students in your schools to help each of them. There are common things that we know are extremely important. We know that the climate of a school, creating a climate of learning, a climate that is supportive of all students, and identification of the particular needs that students have, whether they be an English language learner or a student with disabilities. What do we have to do in each school setting and each classroom setting to help those students? Those are the things that we know are particularly critical to address the issues of equity across the state. And ESSA is a vehicle for us to get there. Assessments are a really important tool to know how well students are doing. So if you think about it, we had over 950,000 students across the state of New York take an assessment that gave us pieces of information. And it tells us how well a district or a school is doing on issues relating to equity, how they're providing for all of their students, and if there are gaps there, what we need to do to help them to become more focused on filling the needs of the students so that those gaps are lessened, or our goal is to ultimately get rid of gaps and have all students learning across the board. So The data that comes to us through assessments is a really critical tool. It's not the only tool. There are other factors that should be considered that we have to look at when we say, how well is a school doing? Things like social and emotional learning, things like the courses that are being offered to students so that we know that all students have the opportunities to learn like other students in the state. Those are all parts of what makes a district and a state really address the needs of equity. So data is one thing. We get that data from multiple sources. One of them is the assessments, but we need to be focused on making sure that all of our students across the board are successful.